Hello everyone. Thank you for joining this presentation. I am Hemant Dangi and I work for MySQL Group Application Team as a developer. I am here today to present automatic connection failover for asynchronous replication channel. This presentation is divided in four parts. First, I am going to present why this feature is needed. Then I will share with you what this feature is about in automatic connection failover section. Then what are the requirements to use this feature and how to use this feature with example in usage and requirements section. And finally, we'll cover when this feature gets activated and how it handles continuous reconnection failures in error and reconnection section. Now let's begin with first section, that is background. To explain why this feature is needed, let's consider a setup. We have a group set up in New York data center with three servers, S1 primary, S2 and S3 are secondary. To have a bit better data availability, we have a standby replica set up in London, connected to New York side through asynchronous replication C1EI. Due to some hardware failure or some unknown reason, suppose primary S1 fails. So S2 becomes a new primary. The MySQL group replication implements a fault-tolerant database system in which redundant components can be removed automatically without compromising the overall system's availability. So when S1 fails, S2 becomes new primary and S1 is removed from the group automatically without any user intention. But what about asynchronous replication connection C1? If the standby replica was set up to handle disasters due to which sometimes whole data center fails, and if asynchronous replication connection need to be set up by DBA every time it fails, then it is not a very reliable setup and loss of data can happen. So what we need to do? So what we need here? We need a system which can automatically reestablish this failed replication connection with minimal human intervention. We need a system who can independently gather new member of the group replication group so that a user doesn't have to add a new member in a group. Suppose in this New York data center, S4 is added. So this system should automatically know that, okay, new member has been added and it added as a potential source. A system who can detect removed or failed sources. So when S1 fails, so it should remove the system should remove this S1 from its potential source. So next time it shouldn't consider this replication channel to connect to this S1. A system through which user can prioritize a particular source to which replica should attempt to connect first in case of failure. So if user want that, okay, S3 should be considered first for a new connection and not S2. Whether S2 is a primary or not, it shouldn't matter. I mean, like if user want that S3 should be connected, so there should be a way to prioritize a particular server. So we have added all this requirement and many more in automatic connection failover feature. Automatic connection failover makes deployment fault tolerant of source failure by automating the process of re-establishment of an asynchronous replication connection to another provided source. That is S2 here. This feature was introduced in MySQL 8.0.22 and further enhancement related to group replication were added in 8.0.23. So now that you are aware of why and what this feature is, let's jump to how to use this feature. Let's consider there are two sites, New York and London, connected through asynchronous replication channel CH1. In New York data center, there is a group with three servers, S1 primary, S2 and S3 are secondary. We also have S4, which is not a member of the group, but connected to this group through asynchronous replication channel CH2. The server UUID for server 1234 are 111, 2222, 3333, and 444 respectively. And group replication group name for this group is GG4xG. These are not actual UID format. They are mentioned as they will be used in examples later on. To connect to source DBA, needs to provide connection credentials so that replication channel can be set up by replica. The DBA should provide the same credential on the replica for all the potential sources for a given channel. On the replica server, create a replication channel with the replication credential of the source server. So we can use this change replication source command to create, and we have provided host and port details of the S1 server. We also have added source retry account is equal to 2. I will tell you this in error and reconnection section why this retry account is set up as 2. Also grant access to performance schema database for this replication user on all the source servers. We need this performance schema database access so that this feature can access details of the source configuration. We added connection credential. Now let's add source details. There are two ways to add source connection configuration detail. Before I tell you how to add source configuration detail, let's know manage and unmanaged source. The managed sources are sources who have group replication enabled and who have managed type is equal to group replication. You only need to add one member connection configuration detail. The rest of members will be automatically gathered by reconnection feature. It is managed source. So, and some few more features are provided for managed sources. They will be managed by the feature, and the unmanaged source are single servers who are not managed by this feature, and every details has to be added by group. Mostly these are single servers who are not group members, like S4 in our figure earlier, this figure. S4 is a single server, and S1, S2, S3 we can add as a managed sources. The asynchronous connection failover add manage UDF can be used to add manage source configuration detail. For the UDF, you need to provide channel name, manage type, which is group replication only right now, manage name, which is group replication group name, a UUID to identify member of the same group, host and port details of one of the member of the group. So through which it can gather the rest of the member details. Primary weight, a value between 1 and 100 would be used to assign priority to primary members. Secondary weight, a value between 1 and 100 would be used to assign priority to secondary members. If you want your replica to always stay connected to primary, add more bigger priority to primary weight in comparison to secondary weight. Suppose here for S2 and S3, we provided S2 and S2, we provided higher priority than S1. So it would connect to S2 instead of S1. I will tell more about this in later section when we discuss about this failure weight. And right now, let's see the asynchronous failure add source, unmanaged sources, how to add them. UDF can, the asynchronous failover add source UDF can be used to add connection configuration detail for an unmanaged alternate source. All the UDF parameters are same only, and I have already explained in last slide, except weight. A value between 1 and 100 would be used to assign priority to this source. For single server, there is no primary and secondary, so, and it is unmanaged, it's not a part of the group. So weight directly would be used. The values inserted can be verified in replication asynchronous connection failover table of the performance schema database. So whatever you added in the with using last two UDFs, you can check those details in this replication asynchronous connection failover table. Now we have potential sources added. Enable the feature for the replication channel CH1 using change replication source command. The source connection auto failover is the option added with this feature. So if you want to enable this feature, make it value as 1. If you want to disable, make it value as 0. And its current status can be checked through replication connection configuration table, which is in performance schema database. So now we have enabled the feature. Now let's start the replication channel. Start the replication channel CH1 on the replica server and check its input output thread status. It would connect to source S1 as we provided S1 host and port in the change replication source command earlier. So source UUID, because source one has UUID of 1111, as I mentioned earlier. Now, to see the asynchronous connection failure mechanism working, log into host machine of source S1 and stop the MySQL server. It should connect to S2 or S3, like depend on the failure weightage, whichever is higher. Let's consider S2 as higher weight. So it got connected to S2. It can be checked in the replication connection status table. S1 is removed from replication asynchronous connection failover automatically. The failover feature automatically updates this table when source is added or removed. It also updates the failover weight of new primary, which is S2 now. Similarly, if primary is switched to S3, S2 would get secondary weight and S3 weight would be updated with the primary weight. And replica would reconnect to this new primary. If we add a source with higher failover weight than current connected source, suppose we added a new single server S5 with higher failover weight 90 in comparison to other. Let's see in the replication asynchronous connection failover. So highest weight is for S5 in comparison to S2, S3, and S4. So replica will reconnect to S5 now because it has the highest weight. You can again verify that using replication connection status table. And similarly, we have also provided two UDF, the asynchronous connection failover delete managed and for unmanaged UDFs also. So the asynchronous connection failover delete managed UDF can be used to delete managed configuration details. And similarly, the asynchronous connection failover delete source UDF can be used to delete single servers would delete source configuration details of single servers. Now let's move to our last topic, error and reconnection. The asynchronous replication failover kicks in only when existing replication connection errors out. Otherwise, it doesn't interfere in normal working of IO or SQL thread. So the gathering of source details or any other health checks, which it does, is not done by IO or SQL thread. What I mean to say, this feature won't affect performance of IO or SQL thread. It only starts working when the existing IO thread fails. And for all the remaining checks, whatever it does, it's done by another thread, not by IO or SQL thread. And okay, reconnection. When asynchronous replication reconnection is triggered, the replica will try to reconnect until it succeeds or stop replica is executed. So this reconnection trial, like it keeps on trying indefinitely, like it won't stop. It will only stop, sorry, infinitely. It will only stop when a stop replica is executed by DBA manually, or it succeeds in connecting to any of the available sources. The reconnection is triggered only when source connection auto failover, like is this feature is enabled. It will try connect to each source. Source retry count times after every source connect retry interval between each reconnection. So it would try for each source retry count times, and after that, when this retry counter exhausted, like the number of trial it has already tried, after those get exhausted, it would try connecting to another source. We do recommend the values source retry count is equal to 3 and source connect retry is equal to 10, which makes the replica retry the connection 3 times with 10 second intervals between. We are recommending these values because the default values of these options are very large, and it would make the switch to a new source, another source, it will take around 60 days. The default values are so large for source retry count and source connect retry. So preferable, you should use 3 and 10 as its values. Also, the next source which would be selected will be with highest failover weight for the same channel. I already told you, like if you the S5 was selected earlier, which we seen in the example earlier. So S5 was selected because it has the highest failover weight. So whenever it tries connecting to a new source, when after that existing connection fails, it would be picking up the source which is having the highest failover weight in replication asynchronous connection failover. Thank you, everyone. Hope you would like this feature and would be useful for you all. Please check this feature and let us know what you think about this. Thank you. Bye.